That right there is music from Mike Zito from his album Blues for the South Side. By the way, that that album debuted at number one on the Billboard Top U.S. Blues Albums chart. Pretty impressive earlier this year. He'll be in concert coming up Monday evening at Cedar Creek East and Smokin' Willie's here in Galesburg. We had him here in town before, had a chance to talk to him. Award-winning musician Mike Zito joins us here this morning. Mike, good morning. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. My gosh, Mike, you look through your career and the things you've done. Pretty amazing. Multi-time nominee and Blues Foundation Music Award winner, including most recently Best Blues Rock Album, Blues Blast Music Awards. And I'm sure you're maybe even more proud of this one. I don't know. As a producer, you've won as a producer, co-founder of Gulf Coast Records. They had your cover story in the March issue of Blues Blast magazine. So you've done some pretty impressive things, Mike, and again, we appreciate having you on and looking forward to seeing you coming up on Monday evening.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's very, very generous. I appreciate it. It's always nice to be get a pat on the back from your peers or wherever you're at. It certainly means a lot, but of course that's never the reason why we're doing the work. It's because we love what we do, and we're lucky we get to do what we love,
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that pretty a nice thing, doing what you love? It's like, wow, is this really a job? Not really. This is what I love to do, and I get paid to do it. That's a pretty nice gig, isn't it?
It is. Don't get me wrong. It's a job.
Well, let's talk about, before we get into a lot about your music and your background, I want to talk about Gulf Coast Records. You co-founded it along with Guy Hale. What was the impetus behind that of starting your own record label?
Yeah, it was really, it started off as just an opportunity to try to help other artists, maybe less well-known, people that might need a break, or I know a lot of artists that they just didn't know how to put out a record. They didn't know how to get it out. They didn't know how to. Maybe they weren't going to get seen by larger record labels. And so our plan originally was just to try to kind of help bolster new artists and get their music out, and really just be two, three releases a year, kind of a very laid back situation. And that lasted all of maybe 3 months and turned into a full fledged, full on record label. We signed Albert Castilla in 2019. And he's a real artist with real fans and real music. And we had to go to work, and from there it just kept going. We didn't plan on it at first, but of course now we're so thankful. We have about 15 artists, wonderful, wonderful artists on our label. We have Kevin Burt, who's kind of near your area. He's from Iowa there. We have Cat Riggins, Albert Castilla, Jimmy Carpenter. We have the great Billy Price. We have Joanna Connor, who just signed with Gulf Coast Records. So a lot of great artists, and it's been fun and a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned Albert Castillo. Of course, we've had him on. He's played here in town as well. And in fact, sure. Same venue you're going to be at on Monday night. Blood Brothers album. You and Albert have teamed up. I know you guys are pretty tight.
Yeah.
You actually just did pretty much a world tour lately as well. And you've got a new album that's going to be coming out called Blood Brothers. Talk about that. That's coming out sometime. Will it be early next year? Or?
Yeah, it's coming out in mid-March. I don't know the exact date yet, but yeah, we've been friends for a long time, and we always play together. We always, whenever we're out on the road and we run into each other, we always, want to get together and jam and have a good time and cut loose. And every time I come to Florida, everybody wants Albert. That's where he lives. They want him to come out and play. And I told them last year, I said, hey, we should probably make these clubs pay to see us play. not just, hey, you should go jam with your friend. And we kind of jokingly, But then I thought, no, I mean, I think we should really kind of make this a an actual project. So this year we did. We went out this year kind of as two bands, just two bands on tour. And then at the end, you know, both bands would get on stage and play together. Literally both bands, like two drummers, two bass players, like crazy. We'd get all the people on stage and we'd all play. And we played a bunch of old rock and roll covers and just fun music. And everybody loved it. And in my head, I thought, let's see if this works. Like, do we really enjoy doing this? Is it, you know, is everybody happy doing this? Do the fans like it? Is it overkill? And it was very well received, and we all had a great time. And I said, well, let's make it a band.
How are you? Well, I was going to ask you, because you toured Europe, and what was there something interesting, different about the audiences there? I mean, a lot of them, obviously, they love American music, and the blues were born here, and that's where it all came from. So was it kind of the same love of music, or was there a difference in the audiences there?
Yeah, you know, well, I get asked this question a lot, and the way I describe it is, you know, certainly not everywhere that we play anywhere. Are we, you know, is it like just so well received and everyone just loves what we're doing? But there's certainly places in America where we play where they're like really into blues, you know, and I think that's the only way I can describe it is the majority of the shows in Europe, they're really into blues. Like rarely is there a show where they're just not really into it. So it's kind of like the best shows in America, just every show. You know, there's not ever, they're just, it's not every day there. It's not part of their culture. You know, they get excited that it's an American band playing American music. I mean, there's a lot of great European bands that play blues. I mean, they're very talented, but, you know, the fans get excited that he's from Texas. They may not even know exactly my music, but they're like, hey, someone from Texas is going to be here. We have to go. So there's definitely an excitement in that audience and appreciation. And it's because of, I mean, of course, that, you know, it's not their culture. So I think we might take it for granted because it's just a part of it's a part of the fabric, you know, here and there they recognize that it's very special.
Mike Zito is the co-founder of Gulf Coast Records. He is a multi-time Blues Music Award winner, a Blues Blast Music Award winner as well. You know, one of the interesting things also with the most recent awards that, and I don't know if it was your win for the Blues Blast Music Awards for producer. Was that on Albert Castillo's album that he won for electric guitar? Or was that another album?
It wasn't for any particular album.
Oh, okay.
It was just
your body of work
with other people that are kind of known as producers in our genre. And I'll be honest, I was really surprised considering that, you know, Tom Hambridge, you know, does all the Buddy Guy albums. I mean, he's produced my album. I mean, he's won more Grammys than anyone I know. So I was like, wow, that I got included. Of course, to win, I thought, well, that's amazing. That's pretty unbelievable. And I'll tell you a little side note, just for humor's sake, when that happened, we were in the studio with the Blood Brothers, and Joe Bonamassa produced the Blood Brothers album. And it had not been mentioned, but at one point I said, hey, I have an idea. I have an idea for this song. And Joe turned around and he said, well, of course, producer of the year, what do you got? And I thought, okay, all right, I got it, you know. So
well, it
was a little much, over the top for me, but I'm very thankful, of course.
Well, you know what's also pretty cool, the fact that your Blood Brothers album with Albert Castillo, Joe Bonamassa, of course, helped produce. There's a quote from him saying, Mike and Albert have a special chemistry when they plug in and play that few have. They finish each other's sentences musically. I think that's a great quote, that guys that can connect on stage in a certain way. That's a pretty cool quote.
Yeah, we do. I would think that, of course, musically we get along. We're very similar in age. We found the blues the same way everybody our age did, through rock and roll. We were gravitated to bluesy rock and roll. So we cut from the same cloth. But also, genuinely, we like each other. Like, we're friends. I want Albert to do well. He wants me to do well. When we play music together, we're not trying to take each other down, or make each other look bad. We're trying to lift each other up. And so we are considerate on stage to try to let each person shine. And I think in all the best musical situations, that's probably the relationship that the artists have, that they're working together. It's as corny as it sounds, it's like being in a good marriage, that you want the other person to do well and be happy. So it's a good fit. It's always fun when we get to play together, for sure.
They had to love you in Italy, didn't they?
What's that?
They had to love you guys in Italy, didn't they?
Oh, well, they love blues in Italy, and they love my last name.
Exactly. Between the two of you? Come on.
They love Zito. They just think that's the greatest thing in the world. So,
Mike Zito in concert again Monday evening at Cedar Creek East and Smokin' Willie's here in Galesburg, 6 o'clock. You can get your tickets online. You can go to Cedar Creek East. There's some great deals on both food and your tickets together if you want to do that. Some VIP area tickets as well. And again, 6 o'clock Monday night here in Galesburg. Mike joins us this morning, multi-time nominee and Blues Foundation Music Award winner and Blues Black Blast Music Award winner. One interesting thing I want to mention that, and I didn't realize this when I've talked to you in the past, that you actually, you've teamed up with a lot of different artists, whether it's just on stage at a music festival or, like you said, collaborating in the studio or producing. Really interesting one. You teamed up a while back with Susan Cowsill of the Cowsills. How did that all come about? And I also thought it was interesting, the one song in particular, I Never Knew a Hurricane. Did that have anything to do with it? Obviously it was after the passing of her brother in Hurricane Katrina. Did that song have anything to do with that? Or?
Yeah. Listen, that's awesome that you asked that. I met Susan when I made an album called Pearl River that I recorded in New Orleans in 2009. And of course, she lives in New Orleans. And my manager at the time, I was looking for a female to help me kind of sing this song as a duet. And he said, well, I'm going to ask Susan Cowsill. And I was over the moon, like, wow. I remember seeing her. She was the little girl,
Right.
In the Cowsill family band. And we hit it off and just really wonderful. And we sang great together. So when it came time to make that album, which the one you're talking about, that album's called Gone to Texas, I called Susan and I said, I have this idea in this album that it's kind of a Delbert McClinton style album where there's always kind of a female singer singing behind Delbert. It's just that sound. Would you come and do this with me on this album? And she said, of course. And, but I said on this one particular song, it's almost kind of a duet. Like, we really sing the whole song together. And I played it for her. Now, I had not known that her brother perished during Hurricane Katrina. I didn't know that. I wrote the song with Cyril Neville because I just never been had never experienced hurricanes before. I moved to the Gulf Coast, and it's so emotional. And I played it for her, and she was just like, she went in and sang it almost in tears, and then she told me, and I thought, oh my God, I said, I'm so sorry. She said, no, I needed to sing this. I needed to sing it. So it was really moving. We made a music video for it. Susan is we're very close souls for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. It's a great song. It's an emotional song. Great song. Mike Zito will be in Galesburg on Monday evening at Cedar Creek East and Smokin' Willie's. You can get your tickets. You can check with Cedar Creek East, and going to be a great show. Looking forward to it. Mike, always love the fact that you take the time with us here this morning. I know you've you got a lot of big names you work with. You're a big name, and we love the fact that you guys, and there's a lot of you, Albert, and a lot on the circuit that are willing to come here and give us as amazing musicians and give us a taste of what a great musician sounds like.
Well, hey, listen, Tom, I appreciate your support, and we really look forward to the show Monday night.
Absolutely. Mike, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it. We'll see you Monday evening.
Sounds good.